Page 281 in your book. 281.
Let's stand and sing together. Send the light.
There's a call comes ringing o'er the restless waves. Send the light. Send the light. There are souls to rescue. There are souls to save. Send the light. Send the light. Send the light. The blessed gospel light. Let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light. The blessed gospel light. Let it shine forevermore. We have heard the Macedonian call today. Send the light, send the light. And a golden offering at the cross we lay. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. Let me not grow weary in the work of love. Send the light, send the light. Let us gather jewels for a crown above. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore.
That's good singing. You may be seated.
Who's on the docket first?
The kids are going to go first.
Oh, kids. All right. It's time for the kids.
What do you as they say in the business, that's a tough act to follow.
You know, I had a pretty good repertoire at one time. Now I'm down to one. But it's means a lot to me, and I think it'll mean something to Marty tonight. It, last time I sang it was at Paul's funeral. And it's called How Beautiful Heaven Must Be.
We got words on the board.
It's made the pure and the free. These truths in God's word has given. How beautiful heaven must be.
How beautiful heaven must be. Must be.
Sweet
home of the happy and
their jewels of splendor are glory. How beautiful heaven must be. The angels so sweetly are singing up there by the sweet chords from the golden harp are ringing. How beautiful heaven must be.
How beautiful heaven must be. Must be.
Sweet home of the happy and free.
Well, nobody's headed for the door yet, so far so good. I couldn't talk Jimmy into helping me, so I'm going to have to go this alone. This is something, there goes Mary, okay. You know, I really like the ministry of song. And I believe Dan would agree that sometimes that a song can touch people in a way that a sermon would.
Yeah.
But they need both. And this song I'm going to try to sing, this is all new uncharted waters for me, guys. So if I mess up, I mess up.
It's okay.
But I'm going to give it a try. Okay, Scott, go ahead. It's the one marked a cappella. He's new. He's new. Okay, here we go. Go slay ye a lamb. Choose the young and the best. Place the blood on the doorpost tonight before you rest. The destroyer is passing the house where you abide, but he cannot enter where the blood is applied. For the Lamb slain on Calvary shed his life blood for me, and he gave me full pardon. He said that I could go free. And I've often wondered why he loved even me. But I know that he does. And I know that his blood is a covering for me. Now no harm can come that we cannot make it through, for all things work together for me and for you.
For under the blood, like the children of old, God will pass over where he sees the blood. For the Lamb slain on Calvary shed his life blood for me, and he gave me full pardon. He said that I could go free. And I've often wondered why he loved even me. But I know that he does, and I know that his blood is a covering for me. And I've often wondered why he loved even me. But I know that he does, and I know that his blood is a covering for me.
Doors. Doris, when I go to down to see her, she always tells me about a song she's known for the last 80 years. and she says to me, I just like the words, you know, and I see the songs that she does, and I know what she means. She likes the words because the words are meaningful. When she asked if I would help her and Stacy do this song, I looked it up, and it's one Dottie Rambo wrote. And they tell the story of how Dottie did that. She went to a foreign country to sing, and they told her that she couldn't sing songs about the cross or blood, because it wouldn't go well in that country that she was in singing. But when they got up to do the concert, they sang songs about the cross and the blood. Yeah. And she said afterwards that she told them people were crying in the congregation when she sang songs about the cross and about the blood. So she came back home, and while she was on her way back home, a song came to her. And it was, I Will Glory in the Cross. And when she didn't write it then, she got back home, and she said, sometimes, you know, a song will leave you after you slept or whatever. This song never left her. And for word, she said, that's the way I wrote it. So, Doris, let me let you know the history on this song.
Glory in the cross. My my trophies and trials. My heart is stained with sin. Was all that I had to lay at His feet, unworthy to eat from the table of love, till love made provision for me. I will glory in the cross, in the cross. Is the suffering all be in vain? I will weep no more for the cross that He bore. I will glory in the cross.
If you noticed lately how close we're getting to the coming of the Lord.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's happening, folks. We've preached it for years and years, and I've preached it for years and years. I've never seen it like it is now. So I know, and I'm not a time setter, but I know it's getting close. Yeah.
Of a mighty rushing wind, and it's closer now than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet as Gabriel sounds a call. At the midnight cry, we'll be going home. When Jesus steps out on the clouds to call His children, the daily cry shall
At the midnight cry.
we'll be going home.
Listen now. I look around me, I see prophecies fulfilling, and the signs of the times, they're appearing everywhere. I can almost see the Father as he says, son, go get your children. And at the midnight cry, the bride of Christ shall rise. Jesus steps out on the cloud to call his children. The dead in Christ shall rise to meet him in the air. And then those that remain shall be quickly changed at the midnight cry. Jesus comes again. Yep. We'll be quickly changed at the midnight cry. Jesus comes again at the midnight cry. When Jesus comes again, when Jesus comes again. To tell you what was going on there. Sometimes the words don't come out right on the computer. Can I tell you? They don't. So we'll fix that before the next time I sing it. I hadn't sung that song in a long time, and the words are not always there, so we put them on the wall. Well, the wall didn't speak well. The handwriting on the wall wasn't exactly there. But I don't know that I've ever heard that song that Tom sang any prettier than he sang it tonight. That touched me, Tom. And so I decided I'm going to do this song for Tom. Because Tom and I, and you know I love my brother. And we don't always see eye to eye. He gets it. But I'll tell you what. We love each other. He's not just my brother. He's my brother. And I love Tom. And I'm singing this for him because this was a song we heard in, what was that town down there? Way down below Knoxville. We were down there at a singing one time, and Michael Combs did this song at the end. And we thought it was over and we were leaving, you know. And then he sang one more, and this was a song he sang, and we both loved it and never got over it, so we left that night on this song. Thanks, Amy, for trying. You did good. Listen to it, kind of get into it, okay? When the storms of life raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are
raging. Stand by me. When the world is tossing me like a shield out on the sea, thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me. In the midst of tribulations, stand by me.
Stand by me.
In the midst of tribulations, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When the host of hell assails and my strength begins to fail, thou who never lost a battle, stand by me.
Stand by me.
Stand by me. Lord, I need you every day. Stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. Oh, the lily of the valley, stand by me.
Stand by me.
Oh, the lily of the valley, stand by me.
Stand by me.
Go ahead and switch it, John, while I'm up here. This is what I like to do on this Sunday night that we do this, is get different people up, and because it's just like gathering around the piano. Nobody, it's not a competition. This is not a contest. This is us glorifying God. Amen. Together as a family.
Yeah.
And I just love this gal. I do. From the first time I ever saw its sweet little face come in this church, there's just something about her. And Dustin knows what it is, I guess. I don't know.
He doesn't see the sweet face.
She says he doesn't see the sweet face. Well, I do, okay? Okay. And so I've encouraged. I've encouraged different ones to sing, and actually Lene and Lacey and Jesse, we got them together, and I don't know if they're singing tonight or not. But anyway, we did that one, and we're doing this one. I just told Lacey that we would sing this one together, and so we are. And it's an old song. And when I gave her the CD that had it on it, they had switched the verses in it. Even that last song was terrible on the wall. But we've got the book. The book don't lie, right? So we're going to sing it the way it is. And so if you know this song, and you do, I can tell you do, you can sing right along with the music, okay? Can you see
it? I can.
Okay.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious is that grace appeared. I first believed through many dangers, toils, and snares. I have already
checkoff list. It's three. strength. How many times have you heard me cry out, God, please take this? How many times have you given me strength to just keep breathing? Oh, I need you, God, I need you now. I need you now.
Bring my words just in case my wall words are messed up. This is not the song that I practiced this afternoon, but I was asked to sing it, so I'm going to, and I hope it's a blessing to you. Heard a preacher here. It was a revival, and I can't even remember the gentleman's name, but he was preaching a sermon about we hear songs like Jesse just sang, and even songs that I'm getting ready to sing about people waiting and crying out to God and waiting on Him. But most of the time, that's like this internal thing that's going on, and we never really show anyone else. It's just something we kind of keep bottled up. And as brothers and sisters in Christ, we should be sharing those things with each other. It allows people to pray for you. It allows people to lift you up with scripture or just encouragement. I'm not very good at it, so I'm preaching to the choir here. I like to pretend like I've got it all together, but very rarely do I. The news came to Jesus, please come fast. Lazarus is sick, and without your help, he will not last. Mary and Martha watched their brother. He did not come, and they wondered why. The death watch was over, buried for days. Somebody said, he'll soon be here, the Lord's on his way. Martha ran to him, then she cried, Lord, if you'd been here, you could have healed him, and he'd still be alive. But you're 4 days late, and all hope is gone. Days late, don't understand, he's been there for days. The gravestone was rolled back in Jesus Christ.
Sing that song, talking about storms of life, Stand By Me. It's one of my favorite songs, really. Appreciate that. And also, Midnight Cry, you did. That was my mom's favorite. So if you've, don't want to say lost, but if you've had a loved one that's graduated on to glory, this is for us. So I never forget when my mom passed. It was unexpected. It's out of the blue situation, you know. And got to talk to her a few days before she did go on. But I was trying to encourage her, but I couldn't do it, you know. But she ended up being the one encouraging me. And one thing I've learned in life, it's the best thing you can give, best gift you can give anybody is yourself, is your time. We don't have the promise of tomorrow. The Bible tells us that. And, you know, several years ago I made Nick, I said, you know, if you don't mind, don't buy me anything anymore for my birthday. The only thing I want was you and time. So we used to go play golf on my birthday, and Tom don't ask me to go. I shoot usually 110 or 140, depending on how my day goes. So I'm a terrible golfer. So I don't even know how to use this thing here. Which button is it? We'll do the best we can. I apologize, Amy. I didn't tell you anything about it. So, do the best we can. Again, if you've had a loved one go on, this is for us tonight.
I remember standing at
my mother's bedside. As the tears filled up the wrinkles on her face, and as I held her withered hand, she smiled and whispered, "Son, I'm going to live in a better place, and I'll have eyes that will never fill with teardrops, and I'll have legs that will never ache with pain, and I'll have hands that will never age and wither, and a heart that will never break again. I have often heard it read about a city where with Jesus we shall live forevermore. There's a mansion in construction for our dwelling, and those streets of gold will run by my front door, and I'll have eyes that will never fill with teardrops, and I'll have legs that will never ache with pain, and I'll have hands that will never age or wither, and a heart that will never break again."
Well, that's our fifth Sunday night singing, and I enjoy it. It happens, what, four times a year? We enjoy it four times a year. We do. And I hope you've been blessed tonight by some of the words of the songs that were sung. I'm sure you were if you know the Lord and you know the spirit in which they were sung. If you would, please stand to your feet. Michael slipped in on us tonight. He graced us with his presence. He does that every once in a while. We never could get him here more than twice in a row. But we love him and his wife, Victoria. And they've been a supporter of this church, even though they go to another church. They've been a supporter of this church for a long time. And I think it's just because they like me, though. I don't think it's... I have to make y'all smile. Everybody smiled on that. Did you notice that? Everybody. Come back Wednesday night when we'll be back in the Minor Prophets again. We're about to end up on Zechariah. If you want to get in it, better hurry, because we got two more chapters, and they're small chapters. So come, okay? God bless you. I appreciate you being here, and let's bow our heads, and we'll be dismissed with a word of prayer. I'm going to ask my brother Jimmy to do that, if he would. Jimmy, would you dismiss us in prayer?